Let's get this puppy going, okay?
There is no gray.
Hell no. I ain't doing it. I ain't signed up for all that.
Just black and white.
I never ran up on a wild hog before. I can't say if I'm scared or not, but I know my adrenaline is pumping for sure.
Go.
This is the truth.
Oh, hold on. You got no blow up tent? Boy, oh boy.
Yeah.
We done made me a spear right quick. You know, little MacGyver, little quick thing right quick.
This is Danny Land.
Ah! Oh, goodness. I don't mean to yell at you. I'm sorry about that. How are you then? This morning, this afternoon, this evening, whenever you're listening to Danny Land, we do appreciate that. I'm Danny Chekolinski. I am your host, and I come to you from an undisclosed location here in West Palm Beach, Florida. And the mission statement, again, if you don't know, 85% of the world is stupid. Welcome to the 15%. Welcome. Let's see here. We got protesters in Portland. I want to turn to that. I want to talk about somebody getting hypnotized. I want to talk about three things I don't understand. We have that coming up. You won't believe the tattoo that a guy got. Yeah? And dead people at an award show. See, these are called broadcast teases, all right? This will make you listen longer and listen to the entire podcast, okay? And believe me, I do not overpromise and underdeliver. We're talking about quality stuff here. All right, let's start with an email I received. And evidently the theme from the Gong Show is what we read emails on. Can we kill that, please? That's the staff here. That is the staff that we have here at Dannyland. I'm telling you right now, these are the best in the business. Absolutely. All right. Here we go. Oh, by the way, on Facebook, it's Radio Danny, okay? Radio Danny. So, Danny, you used to be in radio, so maybe you could shed light on a question. Why do some radio stations switch to all Christmas music? Well, that's really simple. Because we can't get enough of Elmo and Patsy. That's what we want to hear, absolutely.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Sing it with me on Christmas Eve.
Walking home from our house Christmas Eve.
See, that's actually called hitting the post, all right? Where you actually talk up to the vocals, and then they start singing when you stop talking.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Hey, let's try that one more time. I'm amusing myself. I really am. Let's do a weather forecast on this one, okay? High today about 75. Right now it's 61 and cloudy.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Yeah. Okay. Kill that, please. Good God. All right, to answer the question seriously, it's a way to cheat the rating system. It's a way to, if you cheat the rating system, then you can increase your revenue. I guess evidently that people want to hear Christmas music in July. I'm a big believer in brands. I believe in protecting the brand. Follow me now, okay? You go to Home Depot. What do you expect? You expect maybe a 2x4, you run into the home and garden. Yeah, you could buy a plant, maybe some paint. If you walk in one day and they're serving sushi, you got some questions, don't you? Sure. It's like, again, you tune into a radio station and they're playing Christmas music, and I'm a little bit confused because right after Christmas, they go back to what they used to be playing. And that was not Elmo and Patsy this morning on the Goose Show.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
On the Goose Show. Yeah, Grey Goose in the morning. Why not? You know, it's like going to a baseball game, and all of a sudden for 5 weeks they're playing lacrosse. It's like ordering a pizza, and the guy shows up, and he's got spaghetti. I don't get it. But again, it's a way to cheat the ratings and increase revenue. So I don't understand. I do understand, but I don't understand. All right. We go to Ohio for this lawyer story here. Oh, look at that. A former attorney who used his hypnotic skills to control unwitting female clients for his own sexual gratification has been jailed after one suspicious woman wore a hidden camera to meet him. Yeah. 59-year-old Michael Fine 12 years in jail. That's what he gets. Lorain County, Ohio. He pled guilty to charges related to the sexual abuse of six women he had hypnotized. Police began investigating the married divorce attorney back in 2014 after two women came forward to say they said that they believed that they were hypnotized and losing track of, they lost track of time. They were unable to recall meetings and phone calls with this guy. Really? Well, I bet the guy didn't forget to bill him. My other question here, and the reason why I laugh, the reason why I guffaw, the reason why I chuckle, is who falls for hypnotism? Don't you get a little bit suspicious when the attorney pulls out a pocket watch on a chain? The other thing about this story that kind of bothers me here, how about the fact that the police started the investigation in 2014? It's almost 2017. We're talking about 2.5 years here before they figured out, you know what? Maybe we ought to send a client in there with a camera. Is the phone ringing? Well, how about that? I wonder who this could be. Hello?
Hi, Phil Swift here for Flex Seal.
I'm sorry. Hello? Hi, good morning.
Hi, Phil Swift here for Flex Seal.
Well, how are you? How about that guy, huh? You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about the infomercial where this guy pulls out this, you know, he's got a paint can. And I think, by the way, I think that actually Phil Swift puts the paint cans in his trousers because he's got an amazing set of FUPA going on. And if you don't know what FUPA is, go to Google. I'm not going to explain everything to you, okay? Absolutely. You know, I'm going to take that Flex Seal and I'm going to forget about the condom. You can put the Trojan back on the shelf. I'm going to put some Flex Seal on my unit. And, that'll be it. I could bounce around on that thing like it's a pogo stick. How about that?
Hi, Phil Swift here for Flex Seal.
All right. I just had to throw that in there because it really bothers me. How about when he takes the screen doors and then he puts the Flex Seal on and then he's in the Everglades somewhere, you know, zipping around alligators and stuff. Okay.
And now, Danny Land presents Three Things I Don't Understand.
Bring that down, please. I got something to say. I'm a curious person. I really am. I have a lot of questions, and I ask myself these questions when I see some stupidity out there. And we'll start with number one. How about that? Haiku poems. Or poems, whatever you want to say. You know what I'm talking about. Sausage, spray paint, polyester, vitamin C, raccoon. That's not poetry. That's Alzheimer's disease. That's a little bit of dementia. That's an aneurysm. It's not poetry. Number two, people that say, I hate to bother you. Well, if you know you are bothering me, then why are you doing it? You don't hate to do it. That's like saying, you know what? I really hate to punch you. I hate to pee on your leg. I hate that I have to eat your dog. Let's get rid of the hate, people. Too much. Number three. TV talking heads on location. That, you know, let's throw it out to so and so on the street, and then they wrap up their report with back to you in the studio. Now. That's your coworker. Where else are you going to be sending it here? Back to you in the studio. Hey, you know, back to you behind me in the bush, watching me and touching yourself. Go ahead. Why don't you take it over for a little while? Back to you. Seriously, who else are you going to be sending it to? Anybody?
Hi, Phil Swift here for Flex Seal.
That was the guy in the bush, by the way. Officer, I know exactly. He had khaki pants on and he had a denim shirt. And he had a paint can in his pants.
Hi, Phil Swift here for Flex Seal.
All right. Davenport, Iowa. We're talking, Zach Cobert, that's the kid's name, or the guy's name. He's probably about, and again, you probably, if you have not seen this on TV, And again, I do all the research for you. I watch and I read things so you don't have to. Guy's probably about 23, 24. He was a Bernie Sanders supporter. I almost said reporter. But he made a bet with his buddy that if Donald Trump won the election, he promised to get a tattoo of Trump on his body. And it could be anywhere, any place, and it could be any design, but it had to be Trump. You want to listen to this? Zach Cobert's his name. Here we go.
What am I doing here?
Zach is settling a bet with a buddy. He promised to get a tattoo of Donald Trump on his body if Trump won the election.
Oh, snap. Today's the day.
And tonight, let the ink flow.
You guys wanted this.
In the era of social media, Zach went to a tattoo artist and posted every mark and every drawn wisp of Donald Trump's hair live on Facebook.
I'm thinking about my life.
Oh, yeah.
And how it went wrong, and now I'm laying in a chair getting a Trump stamp.
All right, the reason why he said a Trump stamp, you know what a Trump stamp is? Well, if you've been to a strip bar, you know, it's right above the, it's usually, I don't know, some bullhorns and some roses and, you know, an ex-boyfriend's, you know, like five, you know, Jose, five boyfriends ago, tattooed right there above the crack. Let's be honest. So this guy got a Donald Trump. It's a picture of Trump's face, obviously, and it's right in the. It's a Trump stamp, absolutely. What's my favorite part of that clip there? Well, obviously this one right here.
I'm thinking about my life.
Yeah, I bet you are. Uh-huh. And how does it feel to be 23 years old and still living in the basement at your parents' house?
I'm thinking about my life.
Yeah.
And how it went wrong and
what exactly? Maybe when you stop paying attention in school. How about that? Maybe when you were in eighth grade and you sat in the back of the school bus smoking Marlboro Reds, and now you ended up getting kicked out because you beat up some kid in band, and you haven't got your GED. How about that? Maybe
I'm thinking about my life.
Yeah. Okay. American Music Awards are happening on November 20th. Well, coming up on Sunday, and I saw the commercial. How many award shows do we have to have? I don't like to watch award show, and the ratings are always, they're horrible. They're absolutely horrible, with the exception, I think, of the Emmy Awards. But I think viewership is down for that as well, because who wants to see people win awards? Now, if you win a trophy in your bowling league or whatever, that's fine. That's good. I want to sit around and I want to watch a bunch of millionaires get up and act like they act crazy on stage, and they act like, you know, that somebody actually, and they win something. No, I like to see people lose that make a lot of money. That's just me. Anyhow, I see this commercial for the American Music Awards on Sunday night, and I thought, you know what? Let me go back and let me find a commercial for the American Music Awards in the past. And I found this one from 1987. Listen to this.
It's the most live 3 hours on television. Some of music's hottest stars like the stage. Robert Palmer, Whitney Houston.
It's the most live award show. Hold on, we start with James Brown, and then we go to Whitney Houston. Was it Whitney? No, Robert Palmer, Whitney Houston, something like that. So evidently, it's not live, it's dead. Let's go. Oh, excuse me. I didn't mean to do that. Hang on. All right, let's continue the commercial here.
Stars like the stage.
Oh, we heard this.
Robert Palmer.
Okay.
Whitney Houston. Run DMC. Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Peter,
Janet
Paul,
Jackson,
and Mary.
George Strait. Lionel Richie in Australia. Genesis and more. Plus, an award of merit honoring the king, Elvis Presley. Diana Ross hosts the 14th Annual American Music Awards Live Monday.
I feel good.
Oh, God, I feel old. How about that? Diana Ross? Diana Ross is going to be hosting? Evidently, Huey Lewis couldn't make it. And how about the fact that it's Lionel Richie's going to be from Australia? What a feeling when you're dancing on the ceiling. Does that make you feel old? 1987. Anyhow, American Music Awards coming up on Sunday. Watch it if you want to be like one of 10 people. Well, let me do one more thing before I leave. And for Record of the Year, the winner is, you won't be hearing this, by the way, the winner is Elbow and Patsy. How about that? Uh-huh.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Did it again. Uh-huh.
Walking home from our house Christmas Eve.
All right. That's it. That's all I got for you, okay? Hey, I appreciate you listening. My name again is Danny Chekalinski. And you can follow me on Twitter, by the way, at Danny Check. That's D-A-N-N-Y, C like in Charlie, Z like in Zebra, E-K. And, I would love you. Follow me on Twitter. Yay.
Grandma got run over.
All right, I'm done. Thanks. See ya.
You have just experienced the truth.
What an incredible night this has been. What an amazing journey we have all been on.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny.
I'm going to go out and do a little cowboy.
He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.
Get your hand off my penis!
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
A bong. Bong, that's a pipe used to smoke marijuana.
That's like an alarm clock. Woo-woo!
This is Dannyland.